That's pretty clear, right, Dana. Deeply dissatisfied with the extent of my understanding of Ohana in the context of his argument. So we're going to take Ohana as a given and go on, as we go on today, but I reserve the right to come up with a radical rereading of Ohana sometime the next week. And see if I can make it mean something else entirely. In terms of the argument issue, because just whatever I wrote there last night, whatever it was done with Michael Nowlin, there are too many places where I feel compelled to say that Ohana didn't write well, and I don't, you know, because he wrote the wrong line of the argument. He wrote the it when he should have written the then. He wrote the then when he should have written the it. Just doesn't work for me. So I am just holding out there. I don't know. I'm really not happy with my understanding of Ohana's argument in context, and something on the order of, you know, his last line is pretty clear as to where he ends up and how he gets there. Really not comfortable. Okay. Do you want to tell us what happened yesterday?
Yes,
sir.
Well, we did a lot of...
Good. Okay. You can tell us about that as we understand it now. I'm just putting that caveat in there. There's the right to read them. Here's some ideas that we talked about yesterday.
So we're talking about the
why did we quote Ohana? I'll start with that. Why did Ohana come in the current? Why is he there?
So I think the reason is there is kind of a lot of creativity for reasoning for giving us at least maybe a possible out for the Anandamaka there, that maybe it's a lot of conflict with Lashmihara. Perhaps the idea is that if you say Lashmihara for a good reason, for some sort of purpose, maybe it's not a violation. It could be either, it could be other, but permitted.
And
we take
Rabbi Hanan
and we generalize it
to Rabbi Hanan. Okay. Rabbi Hanan talks about Rabbi Hanan specifically. Mm-hmm. As an example, right? It's Mitzvah, and how much guidance does he give us as to what's considered a toilet?
None.
Ah. Okay. And right. Good. What do we use to put up this figure for?
The
No, it's very sticky to the, it's sort of really sticky to the one that needs a lot of stuff. What's it called going?
So that's the
procession.
That's
where that goes, the
Rabbanan.
Yeah, right. What happened yesterday, a good way to compare to that is just one order than the quarter. I'm probably breaking down the quarter actually in order.
So there's something that is utter but committed.
But it's utter but committed on the ground that...
On the ground that I'm looking at the last one, you turn on one of the films, and then
okay.
I thought it was an example of. I thought it was an
example of. Okay, we got a sharper though. Alright. Jesse, you want to get sharper?
Yeah, so the whole idea, I think, was that here's a case where, you know, positiveness of Anandam Lukavero, that you're supposed to, you can't be a dog. You have to help him. And according to this sugya, you can't, in certain cases, there's a marital law, right? So there's two ways you can read it, right? Whether the law is attached to the second clause of Islam or not.
Good.
So in order to explain why you can maybe read it, the key to often you should be going is because there are certain cases where maybe you should. So if it's so, you know, a Kohen, the specific case we talked about, nothing being able to see, right? So here's a case where just for Kavod Harav, you can basically not do them. This is the thing you're supposed to do, which is help this guy.
Okay, bad example. So we have an example here in the 12. Covet is a toilet, and covet is not his sister. But the connection that draws the Nisra Ohana is how much guidance we get about how much covet. So which he serves?
None.
Right, now, if you keep on arguing that, right, is that regularly you get discussions of the interplay between the Dhamma Kaviro and other values, and you get no guidance at all on how to apply it. Because you can't say that any divination of color is not through every Ether of Mammon, even though that's what the Sugya says formally, because that lets me steal, that's what lets me steal money to buy my Ferrari. And I think that's a bad idea. My argument is that this set up, that this whole Sugya is designed to create this kind of space. And the question is whether this is space that is left, that you want to perceive as a space which is intended to be filled by legislation, or a space which is intended to be left for autonomous individuals. And that's a choice. That's the choice you have to make. If this space is left open, do you see space as a dangerous wasteland that needs to be tamed by law? Or are you a preservationist who thinks that the wild lands of human behavior should be left untouched? and try and prevent the inroads of the healthy water. Then we did the Rivash and the Rivash and the Testus. What was the Rivash and the Testus for? You're on. What's the Rivash and the Testus for? Alright, three people is not really a minute.
Okay, so I'm also looking about housing and then particularly the cultural